Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friend, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm Pastor Paul White. Good to have you with me wherever you might be today. Ephesians chapter 6, we are transitioning into the 5th verse. This is where Paul begins to speak to bondservants. He spent several verses in chapter 5 with wives and husbands, and then the first 4 verses of chapter 6 with children, and now bondservants and masters. And a lot of people might think that this next segment doesn't really apply today because we don't live in a culture with bondservants. But I think it applies very well to people who are in the workforce, who might be working for someone else. How do we treat that? What attitude do we have at our jobs? And if we can look at it through that lens, I think we'll find some interesting nuggets that are worth our time. Verse 5, bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and sincerity of heart as to Christ. So know that the culture of the day, it was not unusual to have indentured servanthood and slavery. And it's difficult for us to imagine slavery today because we think of it in terms of American slavery from the 1860s and earlier, where from the inception of our country, half of our country's history, men owned men. And the slavery that happened in the United States was not slavery of voluntary slavery, it was forced slavery. But the slavery that happens in the Bible is most often a slavery of debt. So if a man was in debt, could not pay his loans, his debts, he would enslave himself to pay them. Or if he found someone who had life a lot better than him, he knew it was going to be difficult to make it on his own, he would enslave himself as a bondservant to a wealthier benefactor and work for them. Basically, he then had room and board and a job, and he did what they told him to do. And so a lot more voluntary than we see it in our culture. We don't have slavery in the American culture, at least not in that way. And so when you read that, you need to read it through that lens so that you can have a better historical understanding of what Paul's dealing with. But those who are a bondservant, to do it with fear and trembling. And fear and trembling through the Bible is not this shaking, petrified fear. It's the same phrase that is used in Jeremiah, talking about what the nations of the earth have when they see our goodness, the goodness of God towards us. It's the same phrase used of the woman caught, or the woman with the issue of blood. When Jesus turns on her, she's fearing and trembling. It's the same word that Paul uses when he says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. This is not a terrible thing, but it's one of awe and sincerity. And so that's the way that he tells the bondservants to go about their business. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart. So it's not just about doing it because you think you're supposed to, but doing it because you want to. And there's a difference in those two kinds of service. And so obviously there were some servants who would do one thing and say the other. Maybe they acted like they wanted to do it, but they didn't. And Paul's saying we want to work from an attitude of the heart, not an attitude of the head, with goodwill doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Now we need 7 to really explain 8. So 7, doing goodwill service as to the Lord and not to men. So whatever you do in your job, do it as if you were doing it for the Lord, not as if you were doing it for a man. It will make the doing of it easier. That will help explain verse 8, which is a controversial verse in understanding the message of grace. It says, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is slave or free. So in light of the unmerited favor of God through Christ, how do we explain Ephesians 6:8? That if you do good, you'll receive from the Lord. Well, you need it in context. We'll give you that tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.